Here is your KLAM news for this Saturday morning. Plymouth County has now identified two additional cases of testing positive of having the COVID-19 coronavirus. That brings the total so far to 3 cases in Plymouth County. The 2 new cases are both females between the ages of 18 and 40. Both are self-isolating at home. Plymouth County Community Health Manager Tara Geddes reminds people that if they do feel ill in any way, to stay at home.
We expect there to obviously be more cases throughout Plymouth County. We would be no different than any other part of the state. So we do encourage that if somebody has symptoms consistent with COVID, and that would be a fever over 100.4, shortness of breath, cough, respiratory issues, sore throat, anything like that, along with that fever, we ask you to call your provider first. We don't want patients to just walk into the clinic or into the emergency room without calling in advance, because if they call in advance, we can make sure that they are protected as far as giving them a mask and then protecting our staff as well so that we can get them tested if they need to be.
Geddes says that before returning back to work, coronavirus patients will need to be free from fever for at least a few days.
80% of people will have very mild symptoms of COVID-19 and will not necessarily need to be tested, or it may not even prompt them to seek medical care. So if you have any of those symptoms, even if they're mild, we ask you to stay home for a minimum of 7 days after the day of your first symptom. And we want you to be fever-free for 72 hours and an improvement in symptoms at the end of that 7 days. If you're continuing to run a fever or your symptoms have not improved after 7 days, we encourage you still to continue to self-isolate until those criteria have been met.
The community health manager says to practice good preventative measures, which include washing hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds each time, and covering coughs and sneezes with a tissue or elbow or upper arm, and not touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. The number of Iowa residents who have now tested positive for the new coronavirus soared by 85, bringing the total number of cases to the state to nearly 700. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds updates those latest numbers.
Today we had 85 new positive cases in 3 new counties for a total of 699 positive cases in 65 counties. We had 710 negative cases today, with a total of 8,764 negative cases. Total tests available at the state hygienic lab is 2,500. We have 80 Iowans hospitalized as of last evening. We have 188 recovered, and today we have no new deaths.
The Department of Public Health announced on Friday that the latest cases were scattered through 31 counties, from Lyon County in the state's northwest corner to Van Buren County in the southeastern corner. Polk County had 13 additional cases and Linn County had 14. A statewide total has rose to 699 cases. No additional deaths were reported in Iowa. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is receiving pressure from various fronts to implement a shelter-in-place order. Iowa is only one of 5 states not to have the shelter-in-place provision. The Iowa Board of Medicine is the latest to call upon the governor to issue such an order. During her daily news conference briefing held Friday, Governor Reynolds defended her position to not have a shelter-in-place ruling. Reynolds says that the issue is dividing the state at a time when we must remain united.
So if you did a side-by-side comparison of what we are doing in Iowa and what other states are doing, they are much the same. Even those states that have implemented shelter-in-place orders have kept the majority of their businesses open, similar to our orders. As we continue to evaluate our data and make the recommendations of the Department of Public Health and the CDC, if additional action is necessary to protect the health and safety of Iowans, I will do so. But again, it will be based on data and metrics that are provided to me by the experts through the Department of Public Health.
Reynolds says it is more important to take the appropriate action rather than be concerned about the name.
One of the things that I have asked Iowans since the start is to remain calm and to be informed. The term shelter in place does not mean that any state's orders are different from or stronger than what we are doing in Iowa. What matters is the substance and the order, not its name. We are in this together, so I'm asking every Iowan be informed about this issue, including the media. We all have a responsibility and a role to play. You have a report, important responsibility at this time. So please help elevate and amplify the message that we are saying to Iowans, that they need to stay home if it's possible. The best way that we can prevent being exposed and exposing others is by staying at home.
Reynolds was asked about the negative aspects or the downside of issuing such a shelter-in-place order.
Well, actually, that's why we had Director Claybaugh in the other day. I mean, you have to talk about, you know, mental well-being, not just physical, but mental well-being. We are a connected community. We work. I mean, there's just that side of it as well, in addition to, you know, suicides and domestic abuse. I mean, there are a lot of downsides to it as well.
The governor has been holding daily news media briefings since nearly the start of when the pandemic first hit the state. Since the annual Easter egg hunt has been canceled due to the spread of the coronavirus, many people are turning to alternative methods. Some downtown businesses have posted an Easter egg drawing in their shop windows as a way for children to find all the eggs as part of a virtual egg hunt. This weekend, the Easter Bunny will be traveling throughout different neighborhoods throughout Lamar's and surrounding communities to wave and greet to many children. Jammin' Entertainment and Lasting Expressions have teamed up for a little Easter fun. The Easter Bunny will be traveling through the streets of Lamar's and Remsen on Saturday, April 4th. The Easter Bunny will be waving to all the kids from the back of a truck to ensure a safe distance. They will be traveling through Lamar's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The town will be divided into four sections, starting in the southwestern part of town at 10 a.m. The Easter Bunny will spend 1 hour in each part of town. Have your kids at the window or front doors to wave at the Easter Bunny. Here are the times. The southwest part of town will start at 10 a.m., southeast at 11. At noon, they'll be in the northeast portion of Lamar's. And then at 1 p.m., they'll be in the northwest corner of Lamar's. During the afternoon, the team will then be in Remsen and will start on the west side of town and finish up by 6 p.m. Then on Sunday, the team will be in Merrill at 1 p.m. to 2:30. They will start on the north end of town and end on the south side of town. At 3 o'clock, they are scheduled to be at the Easter Bunny will be heading to Hinton, starting at the north side of town. That is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday.